The Juneau-based Shore Zone program is nearly done photographing Southeast Alaska's shoreline. The images and information are going into an online database for use during oil spills, marine rescues, and waterfront planning. The effort will eventually include all of Alaska's coast. Shore Zone just won a prestigious nationwide award for its work. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld has the details.
Bedrock cliffs and rafts. Again, the lichen zone, you can see the spray zone is quite wide here.
That's a Shore Zone crew member narrating what he sees as he films part of the Southeast Alaska coastline near Wrangell. The crew is part of a multi-year, multi-million dollar effort to image and map every mile of Alaska's shore. Project coordinator Laura Baker of the Nature Conservancy says hitting every beach, island, inlet, and fjord isn't an easy task.
The flight lines get quite complicated, and you have to have a strong stomach to be up in that helicopter.
The project films with high-definition cameras, then creates maps detailing the geography, habitat areas, and other information, and puts it all online. Baker says the practical applications are widespread.
At 3 in the morning, when an accident happens, you can get online, look up your latitude and longitude of the accident site, and bring up that imagery, and you can see what does it look like at low tide at that accident site before you get out onto the ground.
The State Shore Zone project was inspired by similar efforts in British Columbia and Washington. Alaska's project was conceived as a response and cleanup tool after the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Baker says the information collected will help cleanup efforts anywhere along the coast.
You know, where are places of refuge where you can get those boats in safely, and you can get those your response equipment out, your boom equipment. You can also see those salmon streams along the way so that you know that you want to put response equipment along those salmon streams so that, you know, you can take actual preventative action right there.
Shore Zone also has a scientific purpose. U.S. Department of the Interior environmental official Douglas Mutter says it will help track habitat and other changes.
It provides us with a real snapshot of what our shoreline, not just biologically, but physically looks like, and also provides an inventory of information that gives us a baseline to track changes. As you know, there's lots of changes going on with our oceans and climates, so it gives us a good solid footing for following trends.
Shore Zone is a coalition effort with more than 40 partners, including government agencies, nonprofit groups, and maritime industry foundations. That led the nationwide group Coastal America to give Shore Zone one of its National Spirit Awards this year. Carly Bertrand is Coastal America's Partnership Awards Coordinator.
We were looking at their incredibly innovative approaches and high success in terms of their being able to map astounding mileage. And then also to have that data in a user-friendly format so that the public can use it. And it's not only capturing the information, but then allowing it to be shared with the public.
Not all of what's found is going on the website. Baker says information gathered about native cultural sites, such as canoe pullouts and fish traps, are only being passed on to tribal groups. That's to protect historic artifacts, which include the remains of what are called clam gardens.
Families and tribes traditionally kept these areas where it was really good clam habitat. They kept clamming over years and years, and they built up rock walls at the zero tide line. And what that did was it kept creating more and more clam habitat. And as you take care of that clam habitat, as you keep harvesting those clams, you're going to get more clams.
Alaska has almost 47,000 miles of ocean coastline. Earlier estimates were much smaller, but further research, including Shore Zone's work, came up with a more accurate count. Baker says the group is close to finishing imaging Southeast's coast, and that's a lot of ground to cover.
If you look at Alaska, if you just look at a map at first glance, you'd say, oh, geez, most of the coast is in northwest Alaska. Well, there's a lot more coast when you have lots of, all the island archipelago features. And so much of the coast is in southeast Alaska.
QU Island, between Baranoff and Kuprinoff Islands, will be done next summer. Glacier Bay and a few other spots will finish up the region. In addition to Southeast, Shore Zone's imagery includes the Gulf of Alaska, Cook Inlet, Kodiak Island, and Bristol Bay. It's cost about $5.5 million to do the work so far. The same amount will be needed to complete the job. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.